wonder what goes through people's minds as Philip reads that list of names. People that are not known to us, but still people existed, they had families, they had friends, and they gave up their lives probably at a very young age so that we could be free, free from oppression, free from hostilities. Well, we've still got wars in the world, haven't we? So every year we need to look again at the sacrifice that they made and think, what can we do to actually bring peace to our world? It may be just in our relationship with our family, with our friends, with all the people around us. But if you think, if everybody made an effort to have a peaceful solution, to show tolerance rather than hostility, what a huge difference that would make to our world. It's now 74 years since the end of the Second World War, and gradually we're finding that there's not so many people who remember that. So this morning we've asked Glenys if she would come along up the front and share with us some of her memories of the Second World War. So Glenys, would you like to come and sit on one of the chairs? Now, Glenys, is it working? It's working? Right. So, first of all, how old were you when the Second World War started?
About four.
About four, right. So, fairly young?
Yes.
Yes, but you still got memories of...
I have got memories, yes.
Yes. So, where were you living then?
In Enfield.
In Enfield?
Yes.
So, were you...
In the same house that my parents lived...
Yes,
in Parsonage Lane.
And so what do you remember about the war?
Well, I wrote a few things down.
Can
you hear me? I remember queuing for bread. My mother used to send me out for bread and I had to queue up for it because there was only a certain amount of bread. And once the baker had it in, we all had to rush and get it. Ration books with coupons, so all the groceries and everything, we could only allowed a certain amount, and that was it. And once you spent your coupons, that was it.
Whoa. Did you go hungry then?
No, we never went hungry, no.
That's good.
No sweets, no ice cream, no bananas.
Oh dear.
My mother used to make custard and put it in a cornet, and we used to think it was ice cream. we had an air raid shelter in the garden.
Yeah. So that was that buried in the garden?
Yes, they it was half buried and half above.
Yeah.
And
so when did you go in the air raid shelter?
Whenever the sirens went. And it was often at night, so
oh.
We had to get our blankets and everything, and it wasn't very nice down there, no. And we used to go down the air raid shelter and stay there, sometimes all night. It wasn't very pleasant. I remember dried egg powder in particular, because that was lovely, really. It was we didn't have ordinary eggs, we just had this... powder that I used to mix up and used to be able to make a kind of pancake with it. But it was quite, I always remember it as quite pleasant. And of course, blackout at the windows.
Yes.
And we weren't allowed to have any light going out or anything like that.
Right, and that was in case of enemy bombers came
that's
out.
Right. That's right,
that's right.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
So some children were taken away from their homes, weren't they, or evacuated to a safer area of the country. Did that happen to you? And if so, where did you go?
I wasn't taken away, but I went away with my mother and my sister. My father was a local government officer, so he worked up in London, and he stayed there during the week, slept in the office. But we went down to Devon. We had... relations who had a pub, and we stayed there, and we stayed there for 3 months, and we didn't know the war was on. We really didn't know the war, but it was a wonderful experience. I should never forget it. Yeah.
So was there rationing down there in Devon?
Probably, but I don't remember. I was probably about nine, something like that then. But I remember having cream from the farm, even in, because we were friendly with the people in the farm nearby, and honeycomb and things like that. So I don't remember whether there was rationing or not. I probably was. I mean, they wouldn't be exempt, would they, really? I wouldn't have thought.
But perhaps if they were friendly with the farmers, they might get some extra things. Yes. So, Glenys, what was the scariest part of the war for you?
I think the doodle bugs. They used to come over and they held the bombs, and they were all right while they were moving, but once they stopped, you knew they were going to drop a bomb and it could be anywhere near you. So that was the most frightening part of the war.
But did you see any good things which happened because of the war?
Well, I suppose there was a lot more comradeship and people helping each other more, yeah. But not a lot else, I don't think.
Thank you, Glenys. That's very helpful.